This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, we're all here.
Hello.
Producer Callum again has told us he has something to sell us on the podcast.
I've something.
Do you have somewhere else in Dublin to bitch about at length today?
Point Village. What the hell? No, I'm joking. We obviously did a bit on the show that you'll hear in a couple of minutes about Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
It's out. But I have the Fully Charged Recharge Stats Spotify Wrapped. Because we host the podcast on Spotify,
yeah,
it gives you a creator's wrap.
Oh.
With a load of information.
That's
really
cool.
So will we go through it?
Please.
Let's
Hello,
go.
This is all about you who listens to this. That's
yes.
cool.
And
so,
thank you.
Yeah, so it says fans were really loving your show in 2024. And it's all this Spotify mumbo jumbo.
Don't tell them how few people listen.
Yeah, please don't.
You gained 40% of new listeners.
Oh yeah, put it all in percentages.
That's great.
That'd be good.
No, there's no numbers. 55% streams are up.
That's
don't
good.
Know what
yeah,
that
exciting.
Means.
What does that mean?
And we gained 25% new followers.
That's good.
Yeah.
Followers are very hard to get on Spotify. I don't follow anyone. So like
yeah.
you see some of the massive podcasts, even my therapist ghosted me, like they have a few thousand followers, but they probably have like hundreds
yeah.
of thousands of listeners. Yeah.
It says 76% of your listeners discovered you this year.
Okay.
So 76 this
God, what
year?
What the fuck yeah. were we doing last year?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Your fans have a clear favourite. Your top episode was number 385, worst show ever.
Full. Oh, stop.
There you go. Oh, so that was the most listened to episode on Spotify this year.
Oh, that's good to know.
It was streamed 676% more than your average episode.
Thank God, I thought you were going to say times.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those numbers are probably less.
I'd say they'd be...
No.
I don't know.
Keep scrolling down. It's now giving us audience stats.
Oh, grand.
Which is great. 18 to 24-year-olds, 11% of the audience.
Okay, hello.
25 to 29-year-olds, 29% of the audience.
Okay,
that's
cool.
the biggest,
quite a chunk,
That's
yeah.
the biggest slice of the pie. 30 to 34s is 21%.
Cool.
35 to 44s, 22%.
That's your bracket there, Em.
I'm bloody 30. You're 31. Your girlfriend is older than me.
Oh, that's a fucking great flex yeah. you have now.
Your girlfriend is older,
older
than me.
She's older.
Pam doesn't like when I swear.
45 to 54s is 12% of the audience and 5% of 55 plus.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. welcome everyone of every age.
Yeah, that's great. Where in the
you're
world...
You're so woke.
Where in the world have we been? This is interesting.
Ooh, yes.
In 2024, your show travelled the globe. You were streamed in 23 countries.
Stop.
Cool.
Yeah.
Give us an example.
Ireland was your top country.
Shocking.
Just
England.
And that's it. That's all they've given it.
Offer.
This is interesting. Shows that people, other podcasts that people listen to after listening to our podcast.
Okay.
The number one podcast after us that our followers like are the Two Johnnies.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The Two Johnnies.
Yeah.
Really?
Then it's My Therapist Ghosted Me.
I'm Grandmam.
Then it's Hold My Drink.
Okay.
And then Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, they're radio
people, yeah.
And then Joe Rogan. So they're the top five.
No. Oh,
we were doing so well.
Just scrolling through. It goes on forever, doesn't it? Shout out to your biggest fans. What's this one? You're in the top 10 for 733 people.
Wow. That's very good.
That's really good.
We're really happy with
I've
that.
I've been telling you guys. I've been telling you for ages. I'm a big podcast fan.
And we're in the top five of 575 people.
Wow.
Of podcasts.
That's insane. Really
cool. And how come Nonny has tagged me in your Insta
yeah,
stories
Yeah, put that
yesterday?
In your story there, please.
Uh-huh. And
Howard's.
We're the number one show for 255 people.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to you guys.
Legends.
Yeah.
Appreciate
MVPs.
You.
Yeah, I love
that. And then it's just going, what kind of creator are you?
I think
all the fun stuff is over. No.
It is cool though, because even when we upload the podcast, the hosting site, it will tell you what countries have listened in that week, and it's sometimes they're totally mad. You would be like, well, I wonder who it is over there.
I listened to you guys when I was in Japan.
Ah, that's cool.
Once.
Oh, well, there we go.
It was a morning after I'd gotten sick from my outside. So
we have a 4.9 star rating out of 5.
That's excellent.
Who's
rating us down?
Who gave us a 4.9?
Who's rating us?
Cool. Thanks. That was cool.
I enjoyed that.
That's fun.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Tag us in your stories.
Please.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
Three, two, one.
Lauren.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thursday, nice one. This is great. The week is flying in.
My Friday today.
It's your Friday. Well, in that case, I'm going to call you out.
Yeah.
Because it's your Friday.
Yeah, go on.
What is the story with your desk in work? What is the story with your desk? You have, I counted, 2 coats on the back of your seat that have been there for well over a week.
That are not the coat that you wore into work today.
No.
No. No.
You have a plate there. You have a cup there. You have an old radio that's been there for a year and a half.
Under my desk, if you don't mind.
Are you moving in?
I actually have to say that my desk out of the three of us is certainly the cleanest. Aisling's is a disgrace.
I have trinkets.
She's calling it back now.
I have a massive
trinkets.
Giant radio under my desk belonging to your granddad for the last year and a half, and I have to say
that we were told was incredibly precious to the family.
Yeah,
make sure
it doesn't touch
it, and this needs to go back.
My leg kicks up against it every morning.
It's been 18 months.
God almighty, my family could be listening, which is stop. I'll sort out the radio and grand, fair enough, I didn't bring my plate up to the canteen yesterday.
What's with the coats?
What's the 3 coats?
The coats are, what's the reason for the coats? One was I had to mooch around town one day after work and I'd worn the big heavy coat into work, but it was too hot in the afternoon. So I just kind of left it behind and it's still there. Don't know what the story is with the other one, to be honest with you, but...
The white one, it's kind of like a gilet.
A gilet.
It's giving East 17.
I think what it's giving is, we're coming into this time of year, we all know how cold the studio can be. Good to have backups.
Oh, so you have options is what's happening.
If I need to, in the middle of the show, go out and we'll wrap up, then I have options.
I think you're treating this office like it's your bedroom.
Like it's your bedroom.
Well, Aisling, the amount of crap on your desk.
I have
what's
trinkets.
On Aisling's desk?
Trinkets.
What's on her desk?
There's so much crap behind your desktop that you wouldn't even know what's on her desk.
There's an Ireland flag. There's a knitted Ireland flag. There's a little knitted Ireland bear.
Mm.
There's loads of little fun things that make me happy.
My desk is normally so clean that David Hammond's stuff spills onto the left and producer Callum's stuff spills onto the right. At the moment, I normally have his scissors. I could have his bloody my waddy on my desk.
No, he is really.
No, he's ridiculous.
We don't even have time to get into
him. I get like the middle bit. Dave gets the left-hand side of my desk and Callum gets the right-hand side of my desk, and that was a low blow, sir.
Spins fully charged with now.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Here come the kids at the end. Let them.
Oh, no.
Here they go now.
Let them have their moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, kids.
Say nothing. That's lovely.
That's very nice.
Oh, nice.
Mm. All together.
When the snowman brings the snow. When the snowman brings the snow. Really good. Well done, kids.
Yeah, that's Wizards. Enough now, kids. Thank
Stop
you.
Stop it now. Thank you.
That'd be great.
Cheers. Bye, bye, bye.
Unbelievable. Well done.
Wizard, and I wish it could be Christmas every day. You're listening to Spin.
It's
Emma, David, Aisling.
Those kids are probably like 40 now.
Well, the song was released in 1973. I can't do the math.
Oh my God. They're like 50.
They're
like
60.
In their 60s maybe.
They're probably like this
70.
Year. When the snow, man. Spotify Wrapped came out yesterday. It took its time and random on like a Wednesday afternoon. Normally you kind of wake up to it, don't you?
Yeah.
It just kind of dropped and everyone was like, oh God, it's here.
Yeah. What did we all think? Any surprises
Mine
along
was
the way?
So embarrassing.
Yeah, Dave, what the actual.
It was so embarrassing. My top songs, Slow It Down by Benson Boone.
Well, that's fine.
Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. A bar song by Shaboozy.
I was like, why are you just listening to the Spin playlist?
And I had some
in your
help
private time.
By Post Malone. But I obviously listen to the songs and then Spin pick up on them and they're like, oh yeah, this is a good song. We're going to play it. And
well, based on your listening habits.
Based on my listening habits. Oh, and that's what happens, you know?
No. I actually could imagine Dave like getting ready for a night.
I swear,
like,
I never listened to Shaboozy. I never listened to Tipsy.
Ash just pure Beyonce through
and
through.
Always, yeah. Yeah. Well, when there's a Beyonce album released, top 5 songs were all from Cowboy Carter. Bit of Chapel Roan in there. Mika was in there again. He made
Which
a resurgence after he came to Dublin, so that was fun. What yours? You didn't post yours.
I did, actually. I did. I put it up. Yep. Sabrina Carpenter is a big feature in mine.
Oh, yes. I was surprised by that, actually.
Yeah, sure. That album was just brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But a new feature for Wrapped this year. And in terms of like the graphics, the shareable graphics, there wasn't a huge amount to work with, I don't think, this year. A lot of people were kind of giving out about that. But what they did was they employed some guys from AI, from Google, to basically do a little mini podcast feature for you on your Wrapped, where they walk you through and unwrap it for you, essentially, right?
So some guys from AI. Where's AI?
AI,
AI land in Google.
Ah.
If you're looking for this, basically, when you open your Spotify this morning, up the very top, you'll see different tabs, and there'll be a Wrapped tab. When you click on that, basically, you'll see your AI Wrapped podcast. So they come through and they introduce themselves.
We're so excited to be here.
We're your hosts, visiting from Google's Notebook LM.
Visiting from Google's Notebook
LM. I don't
LM.
Like that. Can you change the voice? I wish you could change the voice.
Yeah, maybe so. I actually was getting really into them. They were a very good team. On May 17th, apparently I listened to my most amount of music, 344 minutes. It was a random Thursday. I can only imagine I fell asleep with Spotify playing.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because I can't really figure out why. But they were trying to ponder what caused all of this listening on this particular day.
I wonder if you were at a festival or just like having a really great day.
Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Well, why would you be at a festival?
Yeah, that is so
stupid. Egypt.
Who sits in a tent listening to tunes on their phone, saving their battery when there's literally live music right there?
Your Spotify must have been at a festival. What an idiot.
Absolute opposite, actually.
Totally. And then they really, really pondered what I could have been doing on that day. And my favourite thing from this AI voice, from this guy voice, is this.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Very Owen Wilson.
Very Owen Wilson.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh wow. Wow.
He's so insincere.
Yeah, he is.
Oh wow.
And then I liked this actually. They really did a deep dive on your listening habits throughout the year and how they developed and changed. You can see that in your Wrapped video. So they kind of had a look at this into the early part of the year and what I was up to.
Back in June, it looks like we have a bougie, clean rap, hip hop phase going on.
Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Eminem. This is a powerful mix.
It sounds like you were feeling yourself, maybe getting ready for a night out or just feeling really confident.
Yeah, I really love listening to Kendrick Lamar before a night out. That's
you just
my
say
thing.
That about every artist. Yeah.
It just sounds like you're really feeling yourself.
Yeah.
Shut up. Loser.
I agree. And just
Davey's
when they
real.
Couldn't annoy me.
I know, that's why I can slag him.
He can't hurt you.
When they couldn't annoy me anymore. Or when they were really starting to annoy me. Or sorry, when I started being like, they're getting so good, they messed up Kendrick Lamar's album name and that made me very happy.
Oh, go on.
The album, by the way, is called Good Kid, Mad City.
Not Like Us and Ya by Kendrick Lamar. Backseat Freestyle from his album Good Kid, M.A. City. That's a classic.
Boo! You
M-A.
Got 12 minutes in and you messed up. And then they kind of pondered the latter part of the year, okay?
Then come August, things take a turn.
Okay, I see it. A pirate, folky, Irish traditional vibe emerges.
The Dubliners, Patty Casey, Luke Kelly. This is a really cool shift. I wonder what inspired that.
Yeah, what inspired that, guys, is I met an Englishman and got very patriotic.
That's actually very funny.
Kendrick Lamar out, Patty Casey in.
I love that.
You heard him. You need to learn the words to Black Velvet Band by the end of the week or I'm not going out with you.
That's
exactly
so good.
What happened.
Brilliant.
So look, if you want to check it out yourself, do. But really, what you're getting from your little video that they put together, there's not a huge amount more
plenty.
That you can find within the podcast. And boo AI.
Boo AI is right.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Chapel Roan's good, or not good luck, babe. It's Hot to Go on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. She actually popped up on my Spotify Wrapped yesterday. The other way, the artist do a little video to thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I got
she
one of them too.
Talking about Hot to Go and how it was written in all of 15 minutes. Isn't that
crazy.
Unbelievable?
I got all time low saying thanks for listening. And I'm like, God, you guys have gotten old.
I got Troy Sivan saying, hi, you're here. You must be gay.
Yeah, I
like that.
Yeah, I like the videos. Guys, my boyfriend Alex and I had another fight yesterday.
Ah, just break up with
him. I know, honestly. Yesterday's fight was over the pronunciation of a Japanese car brand. So it was a really bad one, you know, real serious. So one of these cars drove by us yesterday and Alex said its name. And he said it like this. Hyundai.
Hyundai.
And I said, what? I said, that is a Hyundai.
Yeah.
And he said, what? And we went back and forth on this for ages.
Sorry, why, first of all, was Alex like, Hyundai? Why was he just randomly shouting the name of a car?
I can't remember. I think we were talking about it. Like, we were like, oh, they're nice. And then we were just like, we never talk about cars. And then he said the word. And then it just derailed everything.
Okay.
So anyway, we went back and forth. He was like, it's Hyundai. And I was like, it's Hyundai. And anyway, it got to the point where we had to pull up ads.
Yeah.
Okay. And I pulled up an Irish Hyundai ad. And it went like this.
The Hyundai i30. Inspiration engineered from Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
And his mind was blown because he thought I just had it wrong.
Were you a little bit like, oh, thank God?
Yes, I was. I was breaking it as well. And then he pulled up an American ad from years ago where they actually were like teaching Americans to pronounce it a certain way. It goes like this.
It's Hyundai, like Sunday.
Oh, wow. Hyundai.
So that's how they were taught to pronounce it.
Because it is Japanese, like, I suppose that makes sense.
And then I started to be like, oh my God, I think this is actually how you pronounce it, Hyundai. And then I found an ad that they released in the UK last year, and they also call it Hyundai, but they're kind of trying to like rebrand it to the correct pronunciation, which is ever so slightly different again.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, maybe it's time to think again.
Oh, it's Hyundai, by the way.
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
That's who cares how it's pronounced. People just want to buy the
car. That's a bit more. That's a bit more like Swedish Hyundai.
Yeah, but it also sounds the most Japanese, doesn't it? Hyundai.
Yeah.
So do you think they went with Hyundai because they thought the people in Ireland were too thick to say it the other way, and now realise it's probably best pronounced as it should be pronounced. Let's try and deviate over.
Hyundai does not sound like Sunday.
No, Hyundai. So they're slightly like it's sort of a simplified version of Hyundai that the Americans got around like Sunday. So anyway, then I got thinking of other brands that like allow other countries to pronounce it differently, like they don't really mind. So for example, in America, IKEA ads sound like this.
IKEA, make every day brighter.
But have you noticed in Ireland?
Yeah, it's not IKEA.
It's not IKEA, it's this.
IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
IKEA.
But I feel like there was a time where they were like, yeah, Ireland, you can say IKEA.
No, then and they started
then
being
they
like,
were like,
IKEA.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Similarly
oh,
with...
That's so, sorry, I'm so lost on that because I just call it IKEA. Now I hear you, the ads are much more IKEA.
No, they're IKEA.
IKEA. Which is the Swedish like pronunciation.
Yeah. IKEA.
Yeah.
I'm with you, okay.
In the UK, Lidl ads sound like this.
A magical Christmas with Lidl.
Oh, that's refreshing to hear.
That's crazy.
I love hearing it like that.
However, in Ireland, the ads insist on saying this.
Join in and go full Lidl this year.
Mm. There's Tony Cantwell.
There's Tony Cantwell, yeah. And I feel like we used to be allowed to have Lidl too.
Yeah.
And then I feel like they shifted, maybe never, but that's obviously the German
thing. I don't know anyone that calls it Lidl.
No.
It's
Nobody
weird,
does.
Isn't it? But like, I remember I once got a job and it was like, we had cars in the business and they were Audis. Mm. But I used to call them Audis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm so used to it because it was drilled into my head.
You worked in the same business.
Like, you can't
call them an Audi.
It's like, Audi.
It's an Audi.
I'm actually after coming around to that
same.
A lot now.
Well, we go back to cars for my last one because here's one that they still let us get wrong. Peugeot.
I was about to say, is that on the list?
Yeah.
Discover the alluring new Peugeot 408.
Okay, that's an Irish ad anyway.
That's an Irish ad. And when you say it, you're like, yeah, this has to be wrong.
It's wrong.
Peugeot.
It's French.
Yeah. So the actual ads sound like this.
The new all-electric Peugeot E208.
Yeah.
It's Peugeot. It's Peugeot. Like Peugeot, it's almost P-U-O-R.
Yeah, Peugeot.
But also in this clip.
The new all-electric Peugeot E208.
Peugeot. Okay, the way we speak is much longer than that. We don't say Peugeot. We say Peugeot.
Peugeot.
Yeah. It's like we're, you know, it's like the way your whole mouth works. We don't, like the French is so like little.
Yeah.
Quick
pronunciations, whereas we're like, the Peugeot, is it? That's the Peugeot guard, I'm telling you.
I just think it's mad how they're just like, ah, sure, that's what they call it there. We'll lean in.
Yeah, yeah.
Let them have that.
Don't worry about it.
It's funny,
isn't it? As long as they're buying it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway.
I wonder, will we ever come around to Lidl in just our natural speak?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they've been around for so long at this stage, I'm not sure. Anyway. Food for thought this morning.
Yes.
Thanks, Ash.
You're on Spine 1038.
We were just chatting there about the different pronunciation of brand names in different countries and how in the ads that the brands put out in various countries, they kind of allow people to just like get it wrong.
Which is shocking.
Yeah, which is mad. So like, for example, in Ireland, we pronounce the car Peugeot, like this.
Mm. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Yes, the Peugeot.
Yeah.
We'd be looking at it completely differently, wouldn't we? It is this one.
Discover the alluring new Peugeot 408.
Peugeot, like P-Y-O-O.
Yeah, yeah. Which
Peugeot.
Which is completely wrong. And in France, the ad is this.
The new all-electric Peugeot E208.
Just so quick, isn't
Peugeot.
It?
How you pronounce it, Peugeot. However, Sarah Jane has weighed in on how they pronounce it over in the UK.
This car talk is after bringing me back to when I studied in the UK and my Irish housemate was talking about how her first car was a Peugeot and all the English people around us was like, what is that? And we told them what it was and they said it's called a Peugeot in the UK. I don't know if Callum can back that up, but where I was in Sunderland, they used to say a Peugeot.
It's the same. Jeremy Clarkson calls it a Peugeot.
It's like an in-between.
Like a purr.
It's not quite pew, but it's not
Peugeot
either.
It kind of, it's kind of insulting. And it's like, oh, those Irish people don't even attempt it. Just
yeah, just let them off.
Whereas like the English,
paddies.
It's like, you know, we'll try them a little bit with the French pronunciation, but we won't even bother with the Irish.
They're like, look at little. They still call it little.
We're just there like, whoa, car go fast. I need to tell you about this, right? Because I was driving through Beaumont yesterday and I noticed something that I thought was amazing and it deserves a shout out. And I know we don't really give shout outs, but I feel like we should just this once.
Just this once.
Just this once.
I'll allow it.
Because I think you'll understand when I give it. My shout out is to the whole shop of Mace in Beaumont.
Okay.
Oh, just Mace in Beaumont.
Just Mace in Beaumont, right?
Okay.
I drove past. I had to double check. I kind of had to do a little bit of a double take because it doesn't say Mace anymore.
What
like
does
a
it
normal
say?
Mace. It says Christmas.
No way.
And I think that's brilliant.
Sorry, so the full branding has been redone or just like a few A4 pages?
No, the full branding
really?
Has been done. It looks so good.
That's good.
And I was just like, that's just brilliant. I love that. I feel like as a country, we're really embracing Christmas this year. Is that weird to say? I feel like something's different in the air.
I don't think we've not embraced
No, I'm sure we have. Of course we have. But I feel like
we've leaned in pretty hard.
Everyone's excited this year.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
There's more of an effort being made.
Like, I feel like the decorations went up the second Halloween was over.
It's been crazy this year.
Place looking great.
It is. It looks well. For when all the tourists come over, they're going to love it. The place looks great.
When everyone comes home from Australia.
However, I think it could be a little bit better. And I think we all need to follow Mace by turning our shops into Christmas-themed shops. So, they don't have to sell Christmas things, but just let's Christmasify the shops.
Yeah, I'm
with you. So Mace became Christmas. So I have another couple of suggestions if people would like to get in on this.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you have any 087-711-1038 voice notes, welcome on this. I'd love your input. North Pole face jacket instead of a North Face jacket. You have North Pole face.
There you go.
Very good.
Perfect. Yeah.
Eason's greetings.
Oh.
Eason's greetings. That's
wouldn't
really
that be a good one?
And they do greetings cards.
And they that's do perfect. Indeed.
Oh.
I was thinking of one for like JD Sports, and I was like, who the hell is JD? Make it SC Sports for Santa Claus.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't know who JD is.
Because everyone will get that.
Exactly. Super Value.
Oh.
That's a bit of a stretch.
That's probably the one that works the most out of the ones I've said. Super Value.
Yeah.
I don't know what Yule is, but it's a Christmas. It's a Christmas.
Something to do with Christmas.
Fine, well, you'll like this. Not Smiths. Smithmas.
No.
It must be said, it's bloody hard. I'm trying to think and I can't think of anything.
Smithmas.
Smithmas.
Like for Lululemon, could you go Lulu Carrot?
I kind of do like that. No, I like that. I like that.
Lulu Brussels sprouts.
I like that. I like that.
Okay, this is an annoying one, right?
Go
instead
on.
Of Circle K, Bauble K.
Bauble K or Circle Slay.
Oh! Good.
You know he hasn't gotten any sleep thinking about
yeah, this. Yeah, this is nonstop.
This last night.
Elferie Sports.
Elferie's. Excellent.
That's a good one, isn't it?
You know Clark's Shoes?
Yeah.
This is a bit of a mouthful now.
Go on.
Clark's The Herald Angels Sing.
Wow. Very good.
I like it. Yeah. I really like it.
H&M, Ho&M.
Love it.
Kind of changes the brand a little bit. I have the best one.
Go on.
Oh, do you now? Go on, go on. You're the best one, do you?
I do. Christmas carols.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, very good.
In fact, I think they should do that.
They should do that
Spark
immediately.
Could just become star.
Where?
Spark could just become a star.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah.
Stars are Christmassy, right?
Instead of boots, Santa's boots.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
I think I prefer Smithless.
Centra Santra?
That's good!
What? It's okay.
I like that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're a good competitor for Mace. Yeah.
If you have any more, 087-711-1038.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
I was just saying, shout out to Beaumont Mace because they've changed from Mace to Christmas for the holiday period.
Brilliant.
And I think that's absolutely brilliant. So we've been Christmasifying other shops like Eason's Greetings and Circle Slay.
And Lululemon, Lulu Carrot.
Yeah, that was one of the best.
Looking for your suggestions this morning. Chris was on.
Ho, ho, home store and more.
Homes, oh, Ho Home good. Store More is brilliant. I'm a big fan of that because I was trying to think of a shop that would have the
Ho
thing in it. Yeah.
H&M.
Yeah.
Just sounds no. so wrong.
H&M
is on as well.
Instead of TK Maxx, you do X-Max.
I really like that.
Oh, that's good.
X-Max.
Very
took me a little bit to get, but I actually really like that one. It's
Michael was in touch as well.
Ho Home Store and More.
Oh, no, we've had Michael. Apologies.
Had him.
Chris.
Ho Home.
Why is everyone
That's really good, Chris.
Wow.
Brilliant.
You sound exactly like Michael.
Okay, okay, cool. Well, listen, any more for us, get in touch on
087-711-1038.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's the crack?
How are we?
Ah, how is?
Had a little bit of an emotional evening last night. My brother's moving to Australia next week. And we just met up and had some dinner together and stuff. So yeah, it's really sad. You know, when you're just like, I'm like, when are you home? He's like, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Man,
why do they always go just before Christmas?
I know. I'm like, why not wait until after Christmas?
It's such a weird time.
Funny. Yeah.
So weird.
It must be cheaper flights. I don't know.
I don't know what
it's
it
weird.
Is. Yeah, but I suppose he wants to kind of hit the ground running in Australia in January, but he'll do a little bit of travelling around Indonesia beforehand. But this is like the life of my brother. And I think lads in their mid-20s just frighten me. I said, where are you going to move to in Australia?
Simple
he
question.
Said, I don't know yet.
I don't know.
I said, what do you mean you
just,
don't know?
I'll have
yet.
One flight to Australia, please.
I mean, he hasn't actually...
From there.
Now, he hasn't booked the flight to Australia itself because he'll book that from when he's in Indonesia or whatever.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, where are you going to be living? And he's like, I don't know. And like one of his friends is going out to join him in January. And I was like, have you guys discussed like where you're going to move to in Australia?
Which is huge.
And he's like, oh, I was chatting to him earlier. I was like, any thoughts on where you want to go? And he was like, nah, not really. Like, it's not like Dublin and Waterford. It could be Perth or Sydney. Like, they're significantly far away.
Yeah,
from
it's like the other side of Europe.
Totally like different job opportunities, different lifestyles, different temperatures, you name it. City, outside the city.
That's so
just mad. It made me kind of nervous.
It's just like a lack of anxiety that I'm so jealous of.
So, honestly, I'm like, my housemate Emer could be like, do you want to go to the shop? And I'm like, which shop? Where
yeah. home? When will we be
How
back?
How much you need to get? Like, will it take ages? Approximately, are we going to be gone for 15 minutes?
Do we need the bags?
Yeah, do you have the bags in the back boot of the car? But like, they're just
go
so
on, Barry.
Out. Ah, it's brilliant. I'm so chuffed for him, but it is just so sad. I'll see him again next week, literally just to bring him to the airport, though, because he's away for the
day. Ah, very good.
I will come with you, Emma, just so you can have a shoulder to cry on.
Thanks. My sister's coming. I don't need you.
Oh, great.
Thanks.
Thank God.
Producer Callum, are you up? Are you down? Are you in? Are you out?
He's
moving
all over the place.
Us out.
I don't know what's going on in here today, but you're being really strange in and out of the studio. What's wrong with you?
I'll just say 9 o'clock. Be there.
Oh, okay. He's organising something.
We always are, but okay.
Okay.
Everybody, 9 o'clock.
Will you sit still for a minute, please?
I'm so busy this morning.
Right. Something coming at 9 o'clock.
He's organising something. I don't know what it is,
okay,
but I'm looking forward
strange.
To it.
Right, all right. Can we move on for
yes.
now?
Yes, okay. First of all, before 9 o'clock, we need to talk about our marketing executive, Lucy, this morning.
Yeah.
Lucy could only be described as a gas bitch. I love Lucy.
Lucy is honestly
brilliant.
One of the lights of my lives. Online, in person, yeah. I love
she
Lucy.
She is absolutely chaotic.
She's tapped.
I love her.
In the best way.
But she's one of the most fun people to be around.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the best things about Lucy is she is incredibly fond of a close friend story.
Yes.
And she puts up mad stuff on her close friend story. And thankfully, we're all on that story, okay?
I actually feel I'd rather be on Lucy's close friend story than Dermot Kennedy's close friend story.
Oh, honestly.
I mean that.
It's gold.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
Yeah. And on Tuesday evening, Lucy took to her close friend story with a dramatic announcement. She was revealing something that she'd learned that day in a marketing meeting, and it went like this.
So basically, they were talking about just Dublin in general, and they were like, yeah, like, Dublin... 13579, blah, 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 blah. All the odd numbers are on the north side of Dublin. And then, like, Dublin 246810, all these are on the south side of Dublin. I was just sitting there, like, absolutely flabbergasted. I was like, huh? I was like, are you for real?
Huh? Huh? Are you for real?
I love Lucy.
I love Lucy. Anyway, I immediately replied, and I was like, Lucy, like, what are you talking about? Like, how did you not know this? This is such obvious information.
Yeah. What age is Lucy? You never know.
She's 24.
She's got the maturity of a 40-year-old, but she's about 24, is she?
She's 24, yeah. She's from Swords. She's clearly a dub, lived here all her life. It's like, how did you not know this? And then I felt like a dum-dum because Lucy then followed up that story with reams upon reams of screenshots of other people in her close friends being like, what? And basically half of Lucy's friends had no idea that on the north side the postcodes are 13579 etc, and on the south side it's 2468 etc. So this morning on the show we want to extend the sample size and figure out, is this like a little known Dublin secret?
Yeah, there's no like shame here.
No,
we're just
curious. We're just very
curious. No shame whatsoever.
Or is this something that everybody knows? So over on WhatsApp 087 711 1038, just reply yes or send. No need to reply. Send yes if you knew that the postcodes are odd numbers on the north and even on the south, or no if this is brand new information to you. I'm very interested.
Just to say, like, I'm originally from Dublin, but I was a child when I left, and I moved back in 2019, and I didn't know this till I moved back. Because why would I care when I was living in Waterford? It's just not something that I knew. So
yeah,
like, obviously, for like people who are born and bred here, it might be more drilled into it, or you might cop it more from like sending post or whatever.
Yes.
But like, if no one actually tells you, how are you supposed to know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and yeah, also, like, fair. You don't really send post anymore, so you wouldn't really be that conscious of the numbers.
Yeah.
My granny is Finglas, which is Dublin 11, and we were always just like, oh, that's Dublin 11. And then, you know what I mean? Like, we'd also know as Dublin 4 over, like, in Ballsbridge and things like that. Or you'd have Dublin 6 being Rathgar and things. So, well, I've always known, I feel like. I feel like it's just, like, information I was born with as opposed to learned.
Same here, because I grew up in Clondalk and I remember being like, Mom, are we north or south side? And she was like, we're D22.
Yeah.
We're Southsiders. And then I was like, why? What does that mean? And then she was like, because we're even. So, again, like, I just knew this as a kid, but, like, I was shocked that so many people didn't know.
It's not something that they say to you in school.
No.
So it's something that you realise yourself to a friend or someone mentions it and you go, oh wow, I didn't cop that before.
Yeah.
And then you're like, cool, I know that now.
Yeah, so over on WhatsApp 087 711 1038, yes or no. We need as big a sample size as possible here to get the full outlook.
I love the thought of someone going, now hold on, is this real now? Dublin 1, yeah, okay, town. And then Dublin 11, yeah, Finglas, okay. And then you've Dublin 4, Ballsbridge, and you've Dublin 6, Rathmines, and you've, oh my God!
So get in touch with yes if you did know this information, and no if you didn't know this information. 087 711 1038. We need to make Lucy feel a bit better about herself.
Yeah, we do.
Or like a big Aegis.
Or worse.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. We've been chatting about our marketing executive, Lucy. She's a gas woman, and the other day she took to her close friend's story with a big revelation that she didn't know until Tuesday of this week that in Dublin, the north side postcodes go 13579. They're odd numbers. And on the south side, it's Dublin 246810, blah, blah, blah.
All the way up to 24, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So she had no idea that they were split odd and even numbers, north and south side. And in her replies, tons of her friends also couldn't believe this was new information. The three of us knew this and kind of just assumed that everyone knew.
Yeah.
Sure. So today we said we're going to extend the sample and see, how about you out there? Did you know that the north side postcodes are odd and the south side are even? And we've done a little poll this morning.
On is Sarah. Were you aware of this information, Sarah?
Yeah. We're in Drogheda and we joke that we're Dublin 53.
Yeah. I like that, Sarah. That's
okay,
very
so
good.
You're not even from Dublin and you're aware of this information, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought everyone knew as well.
So did I.
Nice one, Sarah. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Paddy's also there. Did you know about this, Paddy?
Absolutely not. What's the story with us on the north side having odd numbers?
I don't know.
Why, he's a bit
odd. That's like a disadvantage in itself.
Did you not know this, Paddy? Really? Where are you from?
I'm from Swords, but like we don't have a number, so
I think they just forgot to tell the Swords people.
Yeah, because Lucy's from Swords.
Lucy's Swords as well. They must have just forgotten to tell people from Swords that this is a thing.
Absolutely. Like, what's going on? Why is this the north side all the odd numbers?
Yeah, it does seem quite unfair.
I like how you're offended. But three, you get good numbers like 3 and 7. They're great numbers.
They're nice numbers to have.
Yeah.
I like 11.
I mean, all right.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers, man.
See you, Paddy.
Bye. Talk to you later. Offending people this
Poor
morning.
Poor Paddy.
His mind is genuinely blown, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah was on. In Lucy's defence, if she grew up in Swords, her postcode is County Dublin, so she would have never come across the numbers, therefore she wouldn't have had to know that information. That's from a girl who was also from County Dublin and only learned this info a few years ago from working in the city.
Oh, well, there
That's
you
fair
go.
Enough.
Ruth was on.
Oh my God, I am 40 years of age and I never knew that about the even numbers were the north or the south side and the odd numbers were the north side. I'm living on the north side all my life.
Wow.
I was grew up in Dublin 3, now I'm Dublin 9. Never knew that. You learn something new every day.
Well, my there you God. Go. That's Isn't brilliant.
Public service broadcast.
Who said that Spin 103.8 wasn't educational?
That's hilarious. We got a message in from Mags as well who said, I'm 50, lived here all my life and didn't know.
That's
all.
Crazy.
Hilarious.
There is one exception to the rule, right? There is one place on the north side that has a south side postcode.
No way.
Yeah, it
Is it
does.
An even number?
It's an even number.
No
do
way.
You know it?
Producer Callum knows.
Producer Callum knows.
The
Do
English
you know?
Man.
You guess first.
I don't know. Would it be up by like the point or something?
Okay, the point.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. Malahide.
Callum.
I think it's the Phoenix Park.
It's Áras an Uachtaráin is Dublin 8.
What?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't
Why?
That so weird?
Just
Áras an Uachtaráin. Is That's Dublin 8 because obviously the Phoenix Park is like Dublin 15 Castleknock and things like that, so the Phoenix Park is Dublin 15 but Áras an Uachtaráin.
What's the reason for that, do you think?
I think it's something to do with the Phoenix Park also goes over to the south side or something like that, or used to or something like that, so Áras an Uachtaráin technically is Dublin 8.
Well, that's just after ruining the whole theory.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the only exception to the rule.
That's a great fact for
All
a
right.
quiz.
So let's see. Obviously, Lucy's friends, some of them weren't sure either. But we've obviously, as you said, gotten way more people in on this now. Producer Callum.
Yes.
How many people have we educated?
People are very vocal about this morning. We just got this one message in before I reveal the results from Collie saying, I'm sorry, but if you're an adult from Dublin and you didn't know this, you should be sent to the Aran Islands.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
I'm shocked that people have lived here for 40
so am
years
I, to be honest.
And didn't know.
Okay, I can reveal. With 66% of the city this morning saying that they did
yes.
know okay. this. So 34% of people said that they didn't know this. And the people who didn't know this are so
They're all from mind- Swords.
Their minds are blown this morning. We've done some real public service this
Yeah, I think
wow.
we have.
So one in three people in Dublin
did not know
this. That's not on the main headline on Emily's News later on. 34% of Dublin didn't know that the postcode there.
That is fascinating.
Well, I totally completely understand how it would just go over your head, because unless you ask or are told, then when are you going to cop it yourself? Do you know what I mean?
It's unreal.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Well done,
syllabus.
Lucy, for Thanks, bringing Lucy. That to us.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Hello and welcome to the girly quiz.
Yes, before we get stuck in, we've got a desperate message from Dave in Dunboyne. Alliteration. He says, lads, when is the board game out? If I don't get it, my daughters and nieces won't speak to me over Christmas. We've been banging on about this girly quiz board game that is going to be out in time for Christmas, and we will tell you everything you need to know next week about how you can come and pick it up.
Yep.
We've got big plans of coming to you with the game, and next week is when we will reveal all.
Absolutely.
Excited.
Now, the OG game.
We're going to be under the tree this Christmas.
I know. The OG game being once a week, myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. He's got two lifelines in order to help him win the week, so we don't make it too difficult for him. He's got a Simplify, like a 50-50, and he's also got his Phone a Female, who this morning is Hayley.
Nice
morning,
one, Hayley. Thank you very much for being my Phone a Female, Hayley. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Hayley.
Just for coming
on. I'm nervous
on.
For you. I'm nervous for me.
You'll be
You'll
fine.
Be fine. Just for coming on, Hayley, even if you know the question, the answer to the question or not, you have bagged yourself a Beabel Beauty hamper, because the girly quiz is with Beabel Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. Not just a hamper for Hayley, a hamper for her friend as well. Thanks
very
to
nice.
Beabel,
Gorgeous.
Which is lovely.
And we just say as well at the start of every girly quiz that we do talk about all sorts of womanly topics on this game. So if you
in
have
and out.
Young, yeah, exactly. If you have young ears in the car, you might want to hover the hand over the volume dial just in case.
Unless maybe you want them to learn.
Spicy.
Maybe you want them to learn.
Well,
maybe.
It is always maybe. Educational too.
Shall we crack on?
Yeah, let's
How are you
do
feeling?
It. I'm yes.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point now where Pippa's just coming up with questions and like writing them down. I think she's like a load of questions to give to you.
Your girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, could she just send them over to us? You've been saying that for 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really.
Has she not sent
this.
Them?
No.
Oh, she's Pippa, send us the questions. Give us the goods.
At Pips.
At Pips.
Question number one in the girly quiz this week, Dave. What is the brand Veet known for?
Veet. Is that the thing that they used to sell, like your ma sells feet, Veet?
No. As in Avon.
Ah, that's Avon.
As in your dad sells Avon.
Your ma sells Avon, your dad sells Veet, no?
There was always someone's auntie who was going around selling Avon, wasn't it?
Oh, my man was obsessed with Avon.
The Avon lady.
The Avon lady. The best insult ever.
Your ma sells Avon.
No, your dad.
Is it your dad?
Yeah.
Your dad sells Avon.
That's so funny. Veet.
Remind me what it is there.
It reminds me of feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feet. I think it's, for some reason, the second thing that comes to my head is like, it's like something for the soles of your feet. Like, it is it like powder for your feet?
Oh yeah.
If they're, I don't know, if
crackly.
Yeah, maybe if they're too dry or wet or one
rusty.
Of them.
Famous womanly problem.
wet feet.
I think you're struggling.
I am struggling. Veet, I don't know. I'm gonna call in Hayley.
Already?
All right, that's what she's there for.
Cringe.
Fine.
Cringe.
Hayley,
there's only three questions. It's not like they get easier from here. Like, I may as well just cut my losses, try it out on question one, and then see if question two and three are, you know, easy. Hayley, what's the story? I have 30 seconds on the clock, and I'd love you to tell me what Veet is.
Okay, Veet is a hair removal cream. Oh. It's very 90s, but it's hair removal cream.
Oh, okay. And where would you use it? On your, like, legs?
Your legs. Yeah, your legs.
A very personal question, Dave.
No, well, I wasn't saying, Hayley, where specifically would you use it? I'm just, like, where in general?
So
like,
stick to the Hayley. Questions at hand, please.
Okay.
Stop abusing poor Hayley.
Veet is hair removal cream. Or hair removal. I feel like this is why I'm going to change my answer from cream to just saying it's hair removal product, because something could happen where it's like, well, technically it's not a cream, and it's sometimes
sometimes it's a paste.
I'm going to say it's a hair removal product.
Yeah, cool.
Human they are. Human they are,
no,
Hayley.
No, I'm not, because you've got your most precious lifeline gone already on question one. It's pathetic.
Hayley, you stay there and I might come back to you for question two.
No.
No, Hayley's done her job.
Not the one, but the two Beabell beauty hampers. Nice one, Hayley. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Hayley. Appreciate
Amazing.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hayley.
Best
of luck, Dave.
Thanks, Hayley. Bye-bye.
Okay, she's really rooting for you this morning.
Question number two, Dave.
But I want to look at him in the eye. For this one, actually. I just want to see his
Who's
reaction.
Asking it?
That'll be Ash. I just want to stare at you and just see how you react to it.
Apart from contraception itself, name one other benefit of taking the contraceptive pill.
His eyes are very wide.
And that we're being pretty sound by only getting you to name one, I think.
Only name one. What? Can I ask it again, please?
Yes. Apart from contraception itself, name one other benefit of taking the contraceptive pill.
Benefit?
Yeah, because normally it's always the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah. But you might be prescribed it to help with something else.
Yeah. Bigger boobs.
Is that your final answer?
No, but I think it's one.
Okay.
I think that is one where I think that's something that happens, but it might not be seen as a benefit. Unless you're me, what?
actually, he's really annoying with this.
He's awful. He's awful today.
He's driving me crack today.
It's the moustache. So cocky.
A benefit would be, I don't know if it's like.
I can't believe you don't know this.
There's something to do with the period as well. I don't think I think you can. It stops the period, or you can skip a period. That is a benefit, to be fair. You can skip a period if you continue to take them, but I just don't think you're not meant to do that. I think you could be, and I hate using this word in the girly quiz because it's such a trigger word, but you could be less hormonal if you use.
Oh my God, are you being considerate? Wow.
It's a hormone. Like, will you accept all of those answers?
No, we need one distinctive answer.
Okay.
We don't want to get into hot water like we have for the last few weeks. We need a distinct answer.
And we are going to be pretty firm on this. We have a list of 8 things in front of us. If it's not one of them, you're not getting it.
Okay. A benefit to taking the pill, apart from contraception, is... I'm going to say... bigger breasts. I don't know any other answer. I don't. Like, less hormonal is
a
another
shallow,
one.
Shallow man.
Or is it, would not be more hormonal?
Final answer.
Final answer, bigger breasts.
Wrong.
Ah!
Terrible.
You would never be prescribed the contraceptive pill. Doctor, my boobs are tiny. No. One of the many answers include to regulate your period, to decrease kind of period pains or symptoms of PMS.
If you suffer with acne, it can really help some people in that regard.
Oh, lads. Yeah, no, you're
right. So many.
You know what? You're right. Yeah.
Thanks.
I was wrong there.
Brilliant. To get your approval.
I was wrong there. No, dead right.
Okay, Dave, question number 3. If a woman was casting off, what activity would she be doing?
Oh, I've heard of this. She's casting off. She's gone fishing. She's setting sail. She's...
Casting off. You have a 50-50 there if you need it.
Oh, 50-50. I think I'll have to simplify it, yeah. Let's simplify that there now.
All right. Entering simplify mode.
Off you go, Ash.
By the way, someone actually came up to me and asked me, what's that noise you do?
It's...
Sounds like Daffy Duck this week.
Yeah, it was a bit weird this week.
But that is your simplifying noise.
That's a simplifying noise, yeah.
We're there now. We're in simplify mode. Let's do it.
All right. If a woman was casting off, what activity would she be doing? A, enjoying some solo time.
Not a chance.
Or B, finishing off a piece of knitting.
Right.
What?
Do you not know?
No, I do, because I...
What do you mean, do you not know?
It's just the two options are so different.
They're so different.
I'll spice things up a little bit here.
Just trying to have a bit of fun, guys.
Yeah.
I'd say one who does a lot of B has to do a lot of A.
He's on fire!
I'm going to go with B.
Finishing off the knitting. You are correct.
Loser. Damn that noise. I hate that noise. It's in my nightmares. I can't believe it.
You actually thought that someone would prescribe someone the contraceptive pill that has so many negative
effects.
To be fair,
you said benefit.
To get bigger boobs.
You said benefit.
No, that was exactly my point. Imagine saying, I'll take on all these negative side effects because I really want the bigger boobs from the contraceptive pill.
Yeah, but you said a benefit and that's a benefit.
Well, you're wrong. And
it's
you
just not a doctor.
That.
It's just not a doctor prescribed benefit.
Do you accept it is still the a results benefit. Of the girly quiz?
I accept.
Say I'm a big loser.
No, definitely not. Hardly.
It's a girly quiz.
With Beabel, the original tan meets skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Joanne McNally has just announced a massive new tour.
Ooh.
It's kicking off next year, running into 2026. Tickets go on sale for it tomorrow. She's doing 23 nights at the Olympia.
Probably more, though.
I'd imagine so. Do they have the space, though? Because there's so many gigs at the Olympia, you'd imagine. Can she take over more than
that? What I was thinking. Nobody's going to get into the Olympia next year. She's going to be...
Not a chance,
there
for ages. That's true, actually.
23 nights as it stands, with the potential of it being so much more.
Yeah, and most likely sold out, too. So tickets on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m. But we want to get you in before they go on sale. How are we doing this, Dave? It was chaos yesterday.
It was absolutely chaos yesterday. So we're going to do it completely different, right? 0877111038. Ring us right now. It's actually not different at all. Ring us right now. 0877111038. On WhatsApp. It has to be on WhatsApp.
There we go.
First person.
Tickets.
Hello there. Who is that?
Hi, Kate.
Kate, good morning. Where are you based?
I am in Ballsbridge.
Kate, in Ballsbridge.
Are you a Joanne McNally fan?
I am indeed, and my sister loves her.
Were you ringing for the tickets, Kate, or just for a chat?
Just for a chat.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll call somebody else then.
Bye.
Kate, congratulations. You are going to see Joanne McNally.
Woo! Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Congratulations. Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Like
Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Let's go.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you.
Morning.
Morning. I had a bit of a distressing day yesterday. There was just something in my mind. It was like a niggling feeling that I was forgetting somebody's birthday all day yesterday, right? And I kept looking. Every time I opened my phone, I was like, 4th of December, 4th of December, 4th of December. I know it's somebody's birthday. And I like checked my calendar. Didn't have anything in my phone, whatever. And I was like, oh, I hate when you forget someone's birthday. Like,
lads, it wasn't Callum's birthday, was it?
No. No, I think Callum's birthday is the 19th of December. But I was doing some Christmas shopping then yesterday evening, and bing, it just popped into my head. And it's actually so embarrassing when you hear whose birthday it was that I was thinking of.
Oh, go on.
Jay-Z's birthday.
Oh, for crying.
I was stressed that I had forgotten Jay-Z's birthday. That's how obsessive I was over Beyonce. Now, I know was. You still think I am still mad for Beyonce, but when I was in school, I knew like her mom's birthday, her sister, like I knew everybody, like
why?
Freaky. I don't know. Trivia?
I never so really odd. Got into that kind of level of fandom. I was just too obsessed with different breeds of horse.
We should do a Beyonce quiz, like a quiz night.
Deep.
A quiz
night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The theme is just Beyonce. And I'd love to see if there's other freaks like you.
It's like my mastermind topic, I suppose. But yeah, sorry, Jay. I remembered late.
Did you message him on Instagram?
Happy belated birthday,
Jay. Happy belated birthday, Jay-Z.
Did you send him a little DM?
Ah, no, I didn't. But sure, this is enough, isn't it? He loves the show.
You got a shout out.
Listen, as we mentioned all morning, something's going on the show next. Producer Callum is gone. People, I don't know, someone coming into the studio next.
There's hustle and bustle all around the office. Yeah. We're not allowed to leave the studio.
He's taking things off my desk. He's like moving my headphones around.
It's all been a bit weird. So hang on, see what the hell is going on next.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Now, what's in the air this morning? Where producer Callum's acting.
You're freaking me out. Like, he's been so weird all morning.
Even wackier than he normally is. What's wrong with you?
I've prepared a pre-Christmas treat for you because you're also deserving of something that's just like extra special. You've been good boys and girls all year.
Is it a Christmas sandwich?
It's not a Christmas sandwich.
Please tell me it's breakfast.
Well, you could call it a Christmas sandwich because Emma, Dave and Aisling will be sandwiched in between two people.
Oh!
So I'm going to head out of the studio now and get our mystery guests. I need you now to close your eyes and then I will bring in the mystery guests and they will introduce themselves.
What the hell?
This is going to be so weird.
This is crazy.
What is this?
Two people.
I'm scared.
Any ideas, lads?
It's Sabrina and Barry.
They're here to dispel the breakup rumors.
Oh. Right, door's opening.
Door's opening.
Okay, what's crack?
Can we open them yet?
Can we open our eyes?
Okay. It's a lot of leg.
Weird.
Very quiet, these people who are coming in, not saying much.
I hope they're hot.
Reveal yourselves in 3, 2, 1.
JT today.
Oh my God!
Honestly.
Christmas surprise. In. Here we are.
Came all the way from London right here to bring the vibes. We heard you guys are absolutely slaying the radio station.
Got sparkly jackets on just for you. Even the jeans. Look at them.
Wow. This is the best moment of my life.
My
Honestly, it is.
Every DJ in Ireland needs to have the blessing of meeting us. So.
Santa Claus dropped us down the chimney.
All right, lads. This is our show. So what are you doing here?
Yeah, what's going on?
We're doing here.
We got a new Christmas single called Love Miss.
Amazing.
Literally, we've been writing so many.
It's what the world needs, honestly. You've got all these originals, but then it's a brand new one that we made.
Because we wanted to join the festive spirit, and obviously our friend Ed Sheeran, he's always writing songs and Christmas songs, and he loves it.
Yeah.
So we love it, that he loves it.
And it's got TikTok dance and everything.
Did you send it to Ed Sheeran?
We did.
And he loves it.
He does love it.
It's so cool.
He's got his Under the Tree song, which is a bit more dramatic and more of a flow and in your emotions. But obviously, this is definitely.
We always have good laughs with Eddie. He painted a massive painting during the pandemic and sent it to our house.
I think I saw this. Was it in some documentary or something? Did he talk about it or something?
It was the size of a giraffe.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was happening.
So we all have good memories together. We always hypes us up, but he gives us good vibes when no one else is giving us vibes.
I feel like he gives us the push in the right direction.
Yeah.
Like even us before, like obviously we had like pop songs and stuff, then he kind of was like, all right, guys, you know, let's start getting the emotions, getting from the heart. And then we were like, okay, we'll get writing a lot of songs.
There's a lot of people paying homage to Jerry. We had Rita Ora recently on that red carpet. She was wearing a Jared wig. Like there's a
friend going around. Yeah,
get around, guys. You know, just being yourself and expressing yourself. You find yourself in all sorts of places.
But in terms of the writing process for this, you're kind of... noting lots of current things and nostalgic things in there as well. Yeah. Can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yes, Chaperones, Hot to Go.
Mentioned in the song?
No, Christmas Dinner's Hot
to Go. I could go into the notes of all the lyrics that we were writing in the studio. Britney spinning around the hall. That didn't make it into the song, but there's all sorts of lyrics.
What did make it in?
Santa singing Espresso.
But we're reunited once again, like a waste of singing Wonderwall.
Well, we're reunited. The best moment of my life.
I don't know if you guys know, we did a photo shoot that they dressed up as Oasis and gave us the inspo to be like, let's just lay this down.
He was Liam, I was Noel.
Sure.
And we actually they spit an image of them.
We had to channel our inner I'm offended look. Like, we had to get our faces on us and we're like, oh, Roy Pal, yeah. Anybody fancy some lasagna? If anyone doesn't know, that's Liam Gallagher.
Spot on.
Guys, last time we were here in DCU and I fractured my ankle, like it was literally like,
what happened?
I had a scooter. I don't know if there was like lube or something on stage.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Guys, I feel like, because obviously you grew up with the stars at a concert, but I feel like everyone in university in these shows is such individuality that everyone gets really excited. Everyone's really expressed themselves. Yeah. It's like a whole new face and a huge celebration. So the buzz is next level. Because back then, we were like the trailblazers, like coming in, like going, well, here we are. And everyone's like, geez, what's going on? And now you look into the crowd and you see such individuality,
yeah,
such
but
characters.
You set the standard for that. You know what I mean? You were the first to be us out there, and it's probably inspired a lot of people too, guys.
And I'm still rising to the occasion.
Yeah. Ireland had less sequins. Now everyone's slaying the sequins and bringing the vibe.
Even producer Callum wears sequins to the Christmas party.
Of course he does.
Callum is very Jeffic. We used to be like messaging each other on Twitter, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then the vibes is hashtag cozy. I do have a few comfortable hoodies myself.
Well, listen, we got up at 6 o'clock this morning and didn't know that you guys were coming in. Yeah, I would have made more efforts. I'm sorry.
But we actually do have something big coming up on our show.
Go on, let us know. It's
next
big Friday.
Okay? It's called the One Take Panto,
right up your street.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so we've done this the last 2 years. It's a live panto on the radio.
Okay.
And we have got our first line of the panto and we've got a little bit more.
What are we talking here? Like a dramatic song?
So basically it's a pantomime, so we do it like a play. And our first line is, once upon a time, Emma's granny didn't realise who she thought she was.
Now,
okay?
That was a listener who suggested that opening line, okay?
And we would love you guys to be part of the panto.
We'll record it now.
Yeah. We'll record it live, baby, okay?
God, so, how easy are they to work with?
That's so easy.
What's the granny doing?
So at this stage, we're not really sure what's going to happen in the panto, but I see you two as sort of like trolls on the side of the street shouting at Emma's granny.
Two princes that everyone wants to swipe right on.
Absolutely.
And get stuck in with, definitely.
Okay, well, why don't you guys flirt with Emma's granny?
I think so.
Her name is Phyllis, if that helps.
Oh, I like the name Phyllis.
Yeah. Okay, so 10 seconds of flirting with Phyllis.
Go. Hey, Phyllis, I'm loving that cardigan. Wow, the sparkles on you, Phyllis. You are absolutely looking like a peach.
Phyllis, I want to put the Phil in your name.
I want to put the is in Phyllis, because we're going to be together this Christmas. Phyllis, behind you. Don't worry, it's just me.
A few boos.
That was amazing.
Boo! Oh, shock.
Love.
Boo! Guys,
listen, we need to go to a song. Can you please stay here? Stay here. 100%. Stay here.
We're
we want more.
Like Sam Smith.
They're never leaving.
Taylor Swift now on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Taylor Swift and I Can Do It With a Broken Heart on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling to the delight of all of us. Jedward are still here.
This is amazing. This is a really, really wild time in my life to see you.
Wild ride.
Like, I remember seeing you in concert for the first time. I bought one of those headbands that had your hair on the head. Do you remember? Them
very
and I remember you running through the crowd and I've been like, oh my god, they're right there and they're so tall.
You think we're taller?
About you is tall. You're
probably nearly 6 foot, maybe.
I feel like me and John are like a UFO landing. People are like, wow, they're real. It's like seeing Pikachu.
We rise to the occasion.
You really do.
Some people might not know our music, but they know that we're out there roaming the land.
Jedward are here is a complete surprise, but they're here because they have a brand new Christmas song. It's out tomorrow and it's called Love Must, and we're very excited.
Love Must.
Basically, Love Must is a very inclusive song because sometimes Christmas, it's
all about love. Don't put yourself under pressure.
Amen.
Everyone.
And I think it's about the memories and being there for your family and friends. And that's the core thing of the holidays is love.
All right. We have something else we need you to do now, Jeffrey.
Go on. I'm at your command.
You're obviously here to talk about the new single, but we got something very exciting coming out this Christmas. It's a board game, right? It's the Girly Quiz board game. Every Thursday.
Board game, obviously.
Maybe that'll be next year. But what we've got is a Girly Quiz board game. Every Thursday on the show, we do a Girly Quiz where Emma and Ashton quiz me on all things girly.
Okay.
So, and I usually haven't
done that. You probably know more than them.
No, I haven't clue. I promise you.
On tour.
I haven't done absolutely. So we have a board game coming out and
board game.
We decided we'd do a little mini round with you now. So we have three girly quiz questions. You've got to get them to correct to win. And if you win, we'll play your song on the radio.
The pressure's on.
Okay, question number one on the girly quiz featuring Jedward. Describe Avajazzle.
Avajazzle. Oh, I know it dazzle, well. The bits and bobs down there. It originated from a girl called Amy Childs, anyways, Essex.
Amy Childs?
Decide to add a few accessories down below, down south. For anyone doesn't know, we did Big Brother twice. We did with Amy Childs and she actually bedazzled.
I think
yours
I remember
as well,
that.
So you've actually sported them.
Yeah, you got to sparkle everywhere.
All I know is I actually don't need a fajazz because everything down there is looking just great. It's been described
the
as
only
like
party
the most
that's not
amazing
sequined.
Looking. Good to know, John. Yeah.
Well, guys, you're absolutely correct.
Nice one. All right, on to question two. We're off to a really good start. What does the designer brand YSL stand for?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Or Saint Laurent. Oh, if you want to, Yves Saint Laurent. Well, how do you probably pronounce that? We got it right, did we?
Absolutely.
You know what, guys? Let's stop tracing brands, okay? Either looks good or it doesn't. Without the brand, is it that much? Look for the quality. Look for the texture.
Amen.
Walk around with us free.
Amen to all the nuns across Ireland.
There's more fake bags than
we got real bags. Talk here with Jedward. Okay, last question. To win a play of your song on Spin. What makeup product contains a wand?
Is this something to do with Charlotte?
I'm
mascara.
As opposed to lip mascara.
It should be best out of three. No, Charlotte Tilbury, something.
Go back.
Take out that bit. Second word.
Mascara.
Edward. Yeah! Mascara. Well done.
There we go. Good job, guys.
Guys, we recently won eye mascara for the EMAs. We've done this whole like rock star punk look. We're starting to add a few little crystals and it's game over now for we never really.
Oh, I hear you,
things,
hon.
So. We actually wear young eyelashes. Sometimes they get frozen in the winter.
I can't believe it. We got all three right. You're gonna lie.
Do we get to play it now?
I can't believe it. Here we go.
I don't know if you guys know, but it's a lifelong dream to be on Spin 103.8.
Honestly,
when you're on Spin 103.8, you're doing something right.
Yeah, you're buzzing. You're buzzing.
John and Edward, please, thank you so much for stopping by. Pop in more without telling
Anytime.
Us anything.
Oh, yeah, no, constantly surprise us.
Cozy hoodie next time. Quizzes.
Oh, no, give us a warning next time so we can actually dress properly for the occasion when you're meeting people that you've looked up your whole life.
Now that we all know each other, we can just call you from wherever in the world.
That'd be true. Or just DM us on Twitter or Instagram.
Actually, that's one thing you need to bring
up. We have done that before, of course, you know that.
Yeah. I've never gotten a Jedward DM, so I would love one, guys, some stage.
I slid into your DMs and sent some love and hope you during the pandemic. I think everyone got one.
It was the best thing.
I got one. It was great.
On the 2nd of August, 2020, I woke up to incredible smile, Emma. Have a great night and keep rocking those airwaves. FM 10 Jedward. I worked elsewhere at the time.
That is incredible.
I felt like I made it in life. So I think you need to get back to that as well.
Oh, no, we'll get back to it. People's profiles and find the colour of their hair.
Yeah,
what
great.
They were doing.
The last time we talked was 2020. You dropped in a CD into a radio station that I was working on.
Gotta get the promo.
And then I played Miley Cyrus on that radio station after you dropped in the CD, and you sent me a photo of you and Miley Cyrus.
Yes. She blew a whole smoke around us that night.
Did she?
And her manager got us together like a proud dad. Was like, we gotta get you all together. It's like he was just like, yeah, I love it. So yeah.
Guys,
Miley's Jepic.
Please do us the honours of introducing your brand new Christmas song for us this morning on Spin.
Hey guys, it's Jedward and this is our brand new Christmas song with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin 103.8. Happy Love Miss.
Happy Love Miss to you too. It's gonna be a
Hosier and Too Sweet here at Spin. It's just gone 9:30.
I enjoyed that because Emma said Hosier and then realised she hadn't put the microphones up.
She's such an idiot.
Idiot.
This week on the show, we got tickets to give away to Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory. It's this year's Red Cow Panto. Woo-hoo. It's running between the 18th and the 30th of December.
Yeah, this sounds fun. Dame Stuffy and her friend Willy Wonka will team up to fulfill their dreams of opening the most magnificent chocolate factory
ever.
Boys and girls.
In the Red Cow.
Shop.
Is it the Red Cow Panto?
Mammies and daddies.
We have tickets to go for you if you guess correctly what our movie is today for 1 second at the cinema. The whole concept of this game is we give you literally 1 second of a film and you do your best to identify that film based on that 1 second. It sounds impossible, but it's unbelievable how doable this is.
And yeah. If you know the answer, you don't have to send your answer in a text. You can send just a word cinema, it'll do. 087 711 1038, boys and girls.
God, this is brilliant. Keep going. Amazing. I'm presuming this is a Christmas movie. But we have a listen.
Have a listen,
go
dear.
For it.
Worst toy maker in the world.
Got it. Straight away.
Brilliant.
Worst toy maker in the world.
As in, I don't know it, but it's familiar to me.
Of course you know.
That's as much as we can get for Emma.
When it comes to films, I'm pretty proud of that.
If you were to guess any Christmas movie, it would probably be the first one you might guess.
You probably would be, yeah.
As well. Very so true. Cinema in a WhatsApp, 087 711 103. If you think you know it, you want to hear it again?
You're not allowed to speak like that anymore, guys. Sorry.
Worst toy maker in the world.
If you know the answer, cinema and a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Oh, and by the way, does the six-figure summon the Christmas cash machine that we're giving you the total next, boys and girls?
We want to send you off to the Red Cow Panto, but in order to do that, you need to correctly identify a movie based on 1 second for a game, A Second at the Cinema.
A lot, actually. I think this week it's a lot easier than you think it is.
Because
they're kind of Christmassy songs, aren't they?
Movies.
Christmassy movies, sorry.
Movies.
God.
This is the 1 second clip.
Worst toy maker in the world.
And we want to send you off to Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory, this year's Red Cow Panto that runs between the 18th and the 30th of December.
Yeah, we've all seen Dame Stuffy in action. She is grey cracks.
How did she get the rights to do Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, she's well up there.
She's well connected now, Stuffy.
Say nothing. Would you like to go to the Red Cow Panto, Shannon?
I would love to.
Good. No, you wouldn't.
Oh yes, she would. We're on the ball. Shannon, you basically just had to guess 1 second of a movie. The second sounds like this.
Worst toy maker in the world.
What do you think that movie is, Shannon?
I think it's Elf.
Elf.
What makes you think that?
I've watched it a million times.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good answer.
Watched it this Christmas season already?
I have. I watched it last month. I'm one of the people that start in November.
Shannon. I love it.
Okay,
why not?
Shannon. This is your season.
So let's you think it's Elf?
Sure,
let's see if she's right.
That you're right.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins is what you are not, Shannon, because you're absolutely correct, and you've just won yourself tickets to the Red Cow Panto. Congratulations.
Yes, you did.
Thank you so much, guys.
Can you do a brilliant panto accent like that,
Shannon? Yeah, go on, give it a go, Shannon.
I cannot.
Neither can I.
She's like, and that's not brilliant.
Yeah. See, only the worst of us attempted.
Yeah. Shannon, have a great day and enjoy the Red Cow Panto. Enjoy your Christmas.
Thank you. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Why are you looking at her picture there, Emma, on the WhatsApp?
Shannon's?
Yeah.
I wasn't actually, no.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her, saying she had lovely kids or something in the picture.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I thought Emma was looking over at Shannon's picture on the WhatsApp. She always does that when we talk to
she
people.
She does, whenever.
And she makes a lovely face when she thinks someone's gorgeous.
If you've been on the show, Emma
everyone
has looked at your photo.
Gorgeous. Everyone is beautiful. Everyone's gorgeous.
Oh, they aren't. We get some awful looking people in.
David! Terrible. Another chance to win your way to the Red Cow Panto on tomorrow's show.
Oh, no, there isn't.
Oh, yes, there it is.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You know the way, like, being told someone's disappointed in you is worse than actually getting shouted at or whatever?
Yes.
I saw, like, a physical embodiment of that yesterday by a bus driver. A car, like, pulled out in front of him and he just, like, wagged his finger in the window. And it was just like,
I do
naughty.
That. I shake my head. I'm like,
I'm always shaking my head.
Because if someone goes mad at me, I'm like, look at this mad thing. If they shake their head, I'm like, oh, I feel like such an idiot.
Because it makes you go like, you did something really dangerous and you you scared me.
There was no beep at all. It was just a finger wag and I was like, shame you.
I did that person went to sleep thinking about that last night.
Yeah, big time.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins.
Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.